NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I can't walk away. Vintage. Let's go.
High dunk blink power of France. There's the tap. Amanda Nunes.
Wow.
With a quick title defense, I mean, tonight.
The plane was exactly how I finished the fight.
Amanda.
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're at it.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Jimmy, good to see you, Jimmy. We're going to have a good time today. Kai K of France is on.
Yes. Have we had him on before? Kai K of France? I don't think he's been on before.
No, this is the first time. We're going to get to know him. And also the GOAT, Amanda Nunes, the champ. Always good to talk to her.
She's fighting Juliana Pena as the co-main event to Oliveira Poirier, which is a great fight this Saturday night. And Amanda, it's almost like when you're watching Amanda's fights now, we're just so used to seeing her be dominant. It'll be interesting to see from her, like, how do you stay when you're that dominant? How do you stay vigilant? Like, how do you keep yourself from getting overconfident?
How do you stay hungry, Jimmy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know who is hungry? Juliana Pena.
Yes, she is.
Very hungry.
She's hungry. Yeah.
Speaking of hungry, I'm going to be eating pizza on Saturday night at Ray Longo's house doing the watch along party or watch.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, man. We heard you were out of town, so you're not hanging out.
I'm not here. Yeah, I'm gone.
So they get my second best friend. They get Ray Longo.
Good, good.
You know? So I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to happen. But all I know is I'm going over there, and I told them where to order the pizza. So it's
good for you.
It's on.
Sorry, I didn't interrupt you. Yeah, I'm jealous I can't go, but I'm just out of town this weekend.
Well, you're a busy little fella.
You know who else is busy, Matt? You want to see a cheesy segue? Max Holloway and the UFC have teamed up to put on the first UFC Invitational Warzone tournament. Watch your favorite streamers compete for the ultimate prize, $25,000 and a VIP trip to UFC 269, Oliveira versus Poirier. Tune in for the live stream on the official UFC Twitch channel this Thursday, December the 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern. That is going to be really good. And I'm still trying to get you on Twitch. I think you should be on it. Your personality, you play all the time. You'd be great.
I do it for the love of the game, but I will one day be on there.
Yeah, you have to. What are you waiting for? You'll just jump on.
I want to get my basement done first. That way I got my little Twitch place.
When are you getting your basement done?
You know what? I always say, why do today that you could put off till maybe next year? Listen, yeah. But that's a horrible saying. I don't say that at all. Like, Jimmy, this is what I'm looking over. And you know I can't do two things at once. This right. card this weekend, the main dude, first of all, I was gonna say the main card, but I'm looking at, you know, the prelims also. This is a crazy card.
It's a crazy card.
And we're gonna talk all about it. You like that? I keep people in
Kai Kara France. Yes.
We got Kai. Should we just call him Kai?
You ask him.
Let's get it.
I would imagine.
Let's find out. right now.
Hi, boys.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
I thought we had talked to you before. This is your first time on the show. I, for some reason, thought we had had you on before.
I'm not too sure. Maybe. Well, no,
Jimmy, he could have. Listen, he does a million of these things.
I know.
It's not like, you know, where we, our faces are ones to remember. I'd want to forget these fucking mugs. If I was-
Yeah.
No, you can't fit. You can't forget a face like Matt Sarah, you know.
Oh, it is memorable.
I like when they know my name. Hey, Kai, now listen. First of all, I love your name. I just, it's like one of those things where Kai Kara-Ferentz, it's hard to say just Kai. Do people call you just Kai?
Well, that's actually the short version of my actual name.
Oh.
Yeah. My real name's actually Kai Fode, but it's a bit hard to pronounce. So I just went with Kai. It's a lot easier.
And what kind of name is that? I know you're from New Zealand.
Yeah. It's a Māori name. So it actually translates to House of Knowledge, but it's not an F sound like you would. It's actually spelled with a WH. So it's a lot harder than people think. But yeah, Kai Fode is my full name, but everyone just calls me Kai.
Yeah, Kai, I wouldn't be able to remember the, you know, I'm very bad with that. My memory stinks. So yeah, Kai is good. That's easy. It's my nephew's name. It's easy to remember.
Oh, cool. Good. Great name.
So Kai, you grew up in New Zealand. What was the first art you got started with? The first martial art you started with?
I started in jiu-jitsu. I started when I was 10. 10 years old.
10 years old?
Yeah, crazy. It wasn't my chosen sport. I was a soccer player. That was my sport since I was 4 till I was about 19. But I've always done martial arts. My parents got me into it to, I guess, instill confidence in myself. And I used to get bullied in high school. I was always the smallest in my class. So, you know, martial arts taught me the tools to, I guess, carry myself and you know, my bullies back then are my biggest fans now. I actually ran into them a few months ago and I was like, oh, hey, bro, how's it going? And I didn't recognize him at first. He was like, hey, Kai, remember me? And I was like, nah, what's your name? He's like, Matt, we went to school together. I was like, of course I remember you now. You used to beat me up every day.
Is he polite now to you?
Oh, yeah. Bro, life takes care, the universe takes care of everything, you know. He's working on a building site, not taking away from any builders, but you know, I'm just chasing my dreams. And he's like, oh, I'm a big fan, man, love to see you, what you're doing and the journey you're on. And I should have cracked him, but no.
Yeah, just
yeah, man, try giving me a wedgie now there, Maddie.
Exactly. Listen, get me in a full Nelson now.
I'll tell you, and I talk about this before. Thank God for these little shitty kids when we were little.
Yes.
Thank God for these bullies. Because I got bullied too. And you can go one of the two directions. Like me and you, it made us a little, argh. And you know, yeah. Jimmy, you know, he makes people laugh. He defuses it now. Right, Jimmy?
Yeah. So for me, for you guys, it was actually using your fists. And me, it was just telling jokes and then running. But hey, anything that gets you out of an ass kicking, I guess. I mean, that's really is. It's the greatest motivator to develop something.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm so glad I had martial arts to fall back on and to I guess, turn something negative into something positive. So pretty blessed.
Was there a lot of fighting in your area? Did you grow up in a tough area? I know New Zealand has some really nice areas and some really tough areas.
Yeah, not really. I never really got into fights when I was younger. I always knew that it wasn't worth it, you know, like I just left it in the gym. Yeah, but we're very, I guess, being Māori, that's, it's, you know, it's embedded in my culture. We're from a tribal warfare where, you know, my ancestors would have fought over land, you know, hundreds of years ago. So when I fight, I just channel and tap into that mindset. And you know, I guess I was just kind of born to do this. This is just, it's just in me, that fire, that Polynesian fire that we have. Yeah, where it's just natural for us.
Now, how do you feel? Like, listen, you fought some names. I'm looking here, and it's like you didn't fight any pushovers.
No.
But you're fighting a former champion, and you're fighting, hey, I'm going to say a household name in Cody Garbrandt. So, I mean, that's right there. Talk about an opportunity. How do you feel when you got that call? Where you're like, look, you're going to have Cody.
Yeah, I had another fight lined up. So when they offered me this fight, I jumped at it. Of course, I want to test myself against, you know, the best guys in the world. They said he was dropping down, and they looked at me as the welcoming fight. It's a great matchup. And, you know, I'm more than ready for these big fights. I wanted to take this fight because I knew it's a title fight eliminator. I get past Cody Garbrandt, I'm right there for a title shot, a rematch against Brandon Moreno, a fight that, you know, it was a close fight. I know we're both grown since that fight back in 2019. But, you know, taking out Cody Garbrandt and putting it on my resume, there's no questions to see who's next. So that's what's motivated me. You know, I've been preparing for this for months now. And, you know, we come from a great gym, City Kickboxing. There's no secret that we love to strike. We love to stand up. But we're complete fighters. You know, we're not just naive and working on one discipline. We train everything at our gym. So I trust our system. I trust our coaches. So we're more than ready.
I'll tell you, I think they pretty much, City Kickboxing pretty much cornered the market over there with UFC fighters in New Zealand. Is there anybody, is there any other school out there? Or is that just the place to be? It's like every time you hear a guy from New Zealand, I go, hey, is that a City Kickboxing pupil?
There's so many other gyms, bro. Like there is a lot of gyms. The MMA is booming. The UFC is taken over in New Zealand. And we've definitely helped the wave of you know, the sport in New Zealand. But that just shows that, you know, when I first started, there wasn't a blueprint of how to get to the UFC. There was only, you know, Mark Hunt that was doing it overseas. There was only, a handful, but we had to go overseas and train. And then we brought all that knowledge back to New Zealand. So, you know, I moved back home back in 2016 after the Ultimate Fighter season 24. I based out of City Kickboxing because I knew Eugene was a great coach and I needed him to push me. You know, he tells you what you want to hear. He tells you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. So, you know, we've got 8 UFC fighters training out of City Kickboxing. We've got so many kickboxers converting to MMA. You know, New Zealand's got a great wealth of combat history. You know, the lineage that we have in our country, you know, boxing, kickboxers, high level K1. Now they're seeing MMA as a pathway to make it in the sport. So, we're done really well at converting kickboxers into MMA fighters. Look at Israel Adesanya, you know, that's a prime example, but we've got so many more guys that being more well-rounded, and it's all about development, not putting them in too early, getting them the right fights, and then when they're ready, they'll let the work do the talking. It's always showing that when we get in the UFC, I guess, as the hype training partner of our teammates, they just put on fights and the UFC ended up loving them. So yeah, we're in a great place.
What do you think of and Cody is such a good fighter, and he's undefeated at one point and he's dropped 4 out of 5. So I think he's always a dangerous guy, but I think that when guys get into his position, they really, everything they're looking at, he looks like he's fighting for the rest of his career. I'm sure every fight is crucial for him now. So how do you approach that? Or what are you expecting out of him after having a bit of a skid?
Yeah, like I haven't underestimated Cody at all. I know he's going to be tough. He's going to be durable. People can argue that he's, I guess, not as durable as he used to be, but you just never know. And that's the beauty about this matchup. It's his first time cutting the flyweight. I've done it many times before, so the pressure's on him. It's not on me. So I'm just going to go out there and just put on a show. I want to take it to him. I want to make a statement in this fight. You know, this is the kind of fight you need to make a statement on such a big pay-per-view. So many big names on this card. So I want to separate myself and make everyone remember my name. So, we haven't taken this fight lightly. You know, we've made sure that we've, got in tip-top shape so we can use that as a weapon. Cody's first time dropping a flyweight. He doesn't know how he's going to react. He doesn't know how his body's going to recover from the weight cut. First time doing it is going to be with me in his face putting the pressure on. So, if he wants to coast and try reserve some energy for all 3 rounds, or if he wants to go all out for the first round because he feels like that's all he's got, we're ready to go either way, 3 round war or first round, weather it and put him away just like my last fight.
That's an insane. Listen, I was just looking over the card.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a fucking insane card. It's something to be excited about. Hey, Kai, let me ask you something unrelated to MMA. Let's get away from all this MMA shit for a second. Say you want to just—it's a Sunday, and I'm not talking about any kind of training. I want to Give us a hobby or something you like to do that's unrelated. I don't give a shit if it's a series you're watching, book you're reading, anything.
Well, I've got a son now. My son's 9 months old. So I brought them over with me to Vegas. So I didn't want to be away from them for Christmas and New Year. So my wife and my son are here with me. So on a Sunday, you'll see me probably at the beach with my family. Just that's what motivates me. That's what fuels my fire, is providing for my family and just spending that family time. You know, I'm so close knit with my friends and my family. So yeah, that's what I love to do. As well as, hey, I love to collect sneakers. That's one of my go-tos. And I know one of your pupils, Al Jermaine, he's a bit of a sneakerhead himself. He loves fashion. So I love to collect sneakers. You'll see some on
at the press conference. Sneakers. You collect sneakers.
Yeah, sneakers.
Oh, that was my accent getting confused with what your accent was saying. I thought it was something like, I like to click sneakers. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh yeah.
Collect.
Collect.
No, that's a weird, like a friend of my co-worker on another show does, he buys sneakers. And do you do like the app where you'll like try to get them as soon as they come out? Because if you don't order them immediately, you're going to miss them. They're really, it's like a stressful hobby.
It's an expensive hobby as well.
Yeah.
But luckily enough, I have a few friends in that line of work where I don't need to kind of get on the app, but I never win that stuff. You know, I've always lost. So you've got to pick your battles. You got to know people, you got to know friends, and you know, flick them a little bit more and you can get the one you want. So the way I do it, you got to keep the wife happy as well. Get her a pair, get the son a pair, and then we're all good. You can't just have boxes coming every week for your hobby.
Oh man, I would be stressed if you ever see the movie Do the Right Thing or no?
No, I haven't.
Yes.
It's an old movie. It's an old movie.
For my time.
Old Spike movie. And there's that scene, Jimmy, when he stepped on that guy's sneakers. Remember that?
That's right, yeah.
And remember that scene? Reenact that scene for Kai.
He steps on his sneakers. He goes, "Hey, you stepped on my sneakers, fella." And the guy goes, "I didn't mean to." And he said, "Apology accepted."
It wasn't the best scene, Kai.
No, not at all.
That wasn't it at all. But it's a classic scene. But I would be so stressed because this is something you love. So now you're wearing it around and
gotta
be crazy. You know, can't go in a crowd. I don't know.
How many collectibles can you accidentally put in dog shit? That's the scary part about collecting sneakers. It's terrifying.
I know.
Yeah. You got to pick and choose when you want to wear them.
I had a collectible pair I gave away with these M&M Jordans, but I didn't know what to do with them. No, I was kidding. They're worth $30,000. I was just joking. No, I have the worst footwear, dude. My shoe game sucks. I wear like old man comfortable, like grandpa shoes.
He's asking me if Buster Brown's still in style. I go, yes, Buster Brown's never out of style. I don't know if you got Buster Brown on.
What's your favorite pair, Kyle? Like, what's the pair that's like to use is like the peak of your collection?
You know, you can't go past Jordan. He's the staple. But like any collab that high-end brand like does with a sneaker, but you know that it can go over your head if you're not into it. It's like a bit nerdy, like the way the sneaker game is. It's very niche. It's very it's you got to be into it to get it. So.
Did you hear about that big problem they had recently? Like there was some guy from Nike who was like a secondhand sneaker salesman, and it turned out his mom was in charge of like regional distribution, and there's a huge scandal.
Yeah, I heard about this. He was backdooring all the shoes, and he was selling it for even more, for like triple the price. So he was making like millions off it. But his mom worked at Nike. That's why he did it.
Yeah, he blew it. I don't know how he got caught. But I guess people get greedy and they try to do it with too much. Has there been a pair that you wanted that you were like, fuck, I got to have these, and you just have not been able to get them?
There's a few on my like grail list, which is like your wish list kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm here in Vegas. So after the fight, after I knock out Cody Garbrandt and I got a win bonus, I'll go to Urban Necessities. It's one of the big stores out here at Caesars Palace. I've got a few friends there as well. So I'll try and get my pair that I've been after there for a while.
You do that. The champ, Brandon Marino, he goes right to the Lego store. Everybody's got
that's right.
He goes to the Legos, got two big bags, all happy. I love it. I like hearing what people are into, Jimmy.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Well, Kai, I mean, you're fighting a guy who you know, he's a loved fighter, and I'd be really, really interesting to see how he fares at flyweight, because again, the weight cut could really hurt him, or he could just have, you know, not carrying around that weight could put a lot more energy into him. So we'll see, man. Saturday night, good luck. It's a great, great fight, and it's an incredible card. So it's good talking to you, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for the love. Yeah. If you're tuning in, don't worry. Don't blink. It's going to be a banger.
All right, man. We'll definitely watch. And have a good one and good luck in the fight, okay?
Appreciate it, guys.
Okay. Take care of yourself. Support for UFC Unfiltered comes from the official hair restoration partner of UFC, Hair Club. UFC fans notoriously take pride in the way they look. But if you're not dedicated to your hair health, you're not giving 100%. No matter what stage of hair loss you're experiencing, Hair Club is here to help personalize a solution for you. Hair Club offers hundreds of combinations of solutions to regrow, replace, or restore your hair. Cost shouldn't get in the way of confidence. That's why Hair Club offers hundreds of combinations of products and services for different hair care needs and budgets. Their team of hair health and hair loss experts can get your hair in shape, invest in yourself, and find out which Hair Club solution will work for you. Schedule a free, no obligation hair health checkup and receive 10% off select solutions by visiting hairclub.com/UFC or texting knockout to 694-247. Text knockout to 69-42-47 or go to hairclub.com/UFC to schedule a free, no obligation hair health checkup and receive 10% off select solutions. Hair Club, love your hair, live your life. UFC Unfiltered is brought to you by Neds, the official wagering partner of the UFC in Australia. Aussie fight fans, keep an eye out for this weekend's UFC pay-per-view event as Neds offers a split decision return. This means if you place a head-to-head bet on any main card fight and your pick loses by split decision, Neds will pay you out as a winner. Plus, you can pump up your odds with a UFC multi simply by combining your favorite markets across all fights on the card. The action doesn't stop with UFC. Neds has everything you need to take it to the Neds level, regardless of what you bet on. For those sports punters, Neds Same Game Multi is now available on more sports than ever before. And for the racing fanatics, Neds Blended is available on all three racing codes. Blended lets you pick multiple runners to win in the same race at special blended odds. It's never been easier for you to be paid out as a winner. Look, whatever you bet on, take it to the Neds level. UFC markets exclude South Australian residents. Split decision return eligible on first $250 staked. Minimum blended odds are $1.10. Terms and conditions apply are available on the Neds website. Remember to always gamble responsibly. Please call 1-800-858-858. I just said bye-bye to him. Like, ugh. Bye-bye. What am I, his aunt?
I'm still uncringing from when you told Justin you loved him.
Well, but again, I didn't say like I love you, like I meant as a fighter, but I got sidetracked.
I don't care how you
meant. I know it was terrible.
You want me to reenact it? Justin, I love you.
Yeah, I trailed off into something else.
And then,
yeah.
I love you too, he told you.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
He wanted to make me feel a little less awkward.
Yeah, I didn't feel that bad about it.
And then Bobby, you know what? And Bobby, poor man, your good buddy Bobby just buries you. That you love him. He even mentions him.
Well, that's because Bob's never had anyone say that to him, so he didn't recognize those words.
I love Bobby.
You don't love Bobby.
That's strong. Like, I like Bobby.
Yeah.
See, now you're gonna think I say it to everybody.
I know you will.
Look at me. Look up.
I'm looking.
Look away now. Look, I'm not even gonna finish it now. All right, listen. I want to talk about this question. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, last night at Sarah BJJ, you know what I did? You don't know. I'm going to tell you right now.
No.
I had a blast. Myself, Jason Rao, Dan the Pool Guy. That's his nickname. He's one of my Jedis. Big Sasquatch looking man. Anyway, I promoted my good friend and student, Anthony Palacino.
To
a black. He's a black belt. He's a Jedi. It gets to the point. This guy was depressing too many black belts. He was just too good.
Yeah.
He was too good. you know?
Is that how you determine, like, when someone's going to move up, do you go like, all right, this guy is submitting a good amount of black belts, or what is it that will make you go, yeah?
Well, that doesn't hurt. And you're going to get some guys who are not, you know, maybe they're a little older, maybe, you know, they got into the game later, whatever it is. They're not going to be able to submit everybody
sure
underneath them on the a lighter belt. But they're all guys, like, he's a young kid, man. The guy hits in his 20s. And he's just an all-around beast. No, he's one of those cases where he will submit submit a bunch of black belts. And they got to the, so you get to some guys where like, all right, this is just ridiculous. This guy's just too good. What are we waiting for? You know what
I mean? There's no test you give, like a black belt test, or is that just karate?
Listen, I don't judge anybody. There's people that, and there's academies that they go, okay, we're going to do a day for promotion. And we'll do this at this seminar. And you sign up for this seminar. And then you take the seminar, you do the promotion, or you sign up for this test. I don't know. I don't know what other people do. I really don't know. And nor do I give a shit. But at my school, when you're ready, you're ready. So I gave him his black belt last night. And I'm very proud of him. And he's a great guy. And also, Mikey, Queen Jitsu. He does my kids program. Brown belt. Love Mikey. So listen, man. This is my school. This is my academy. This is what I do, Jimmy. And, you know, what?
A guy who's a black belt, how long has he been training under you?
Oh, he's been, I don't even know, to be honest with you. He's been with me for
a bunch of years.
With me for the better part of a decade, I'd say. Okay. But, you know, more than five, under 10. But he's been around for a while, Anthony. I looked on his Instagram, and he showed some pictures of him in a white belt back in my old school. And I'm like, wow, looked like forever ago.
Right.
I don't know, man. But listen, my thing is, when it's time, it's time.
Yeah, you just know.
Well, Anthony, Mikey, Kristen, congratulations. I'm proud of you. And I don't know. It's just a very good energy. If you look on Matt Sarah BJJ, you can see a little bit of the promotion and some pitches. And you can just kind of know what you kind of do, though. You kind of feel the energy, the vibe of the place. I was there this morning. I taught the 7 a.m. class, Jimmy.
Did you?
Did I?
You hate getting up that early? Like, just to train? How do you train that early?
I taught. I didn't really train. I got sweaty teaching, but this is what I do. This is why I don't mind getting up at 5 a.m. for my job 2 days a week.
Right.
At least 2 days a week, I'll do a morning class, a 7 a.m. class. And I mix it. What's good about being the boss? I can mix it up. This week I'm going to do tomorrow also. Next week, maybe I'll do Monday and Wednesday. I pick and choose when I teach. I love it. So, but my thing is I can come back at 10 o'clock. And I'll fucking take a nap for a couple of hours, dude. And then I'll go back tonight. So I'm going to go back tonight. Maybe I'll teach the fundamentals. Jimmy, it's fun. It's not like I'm going in to do something I don't like to do. That's the problem. And being like, oh, I'm going to be up all day and then do this. No. If I get a little tuckered, I'll go back, take a nap, go back, you know, show somebody to rip a fucking Kimura.
So when you teach like a class, so you'll go back. You have somebody who's going to teach the class, but a lot of times will you just step in and go, I think I'm going to teach this one. And they're just like, yeah, okay.
Yes, that's exactly what I do. Well, listen, I have a couple of guys that are my they're steady on, like, you know, that's, they're part of my staff there. Dana Estrada, pool guy, and Jason Rao, fucking world-class assassin, Jason Rao. Those guys are there, you know, teaching the classes regardless. So if I wanted to ever jump in and do one of theirs, they take the reins. Or if someone else, you know, once in a while we have another one of my black belts, something, take a class, I could just take their class. They don't mind. They don't. Well, you know what they'll do? They'll train. They'll do whatever. I'm very relaxed at my place. Tonight, I don't think Dan's coming in. I might go and teach the fundamentals class today. Why? Because I love it. And my kid's going to be there. And my wife's taking the women's class. So, dude.
Oh, that's great.
It's a good. Yeah, Jimmy. She got her first submission like a month ago before we went on vacation. She's like, oh, she's all happy. It's cute, man. Rear naked choke.
I mentioned you today on the show, the radio show, because we were talking about Disney and all of the trips. I just happened to mention that you went. When you went, did you get like the lightning pass? Did you do any of that stuff?
This is what I, at Disney, you could only do that for like two rides a park, which kind of sucks. This is what we're doing for now on. In regards to Disney, we are only going to be doing, we're not going during the daytime anymore. We're not. We're treating that shit like we're fucking vampires. We're going there during those Christmas parties or the Halloween parties. We're going there for the special events, and we're going at night. Because what happens is it starts at like 8 or 7 and it goes to 1 in the morning. And then everybody who's a regular person in the park, they get out of there by 8. So it's only people that pay for the extra to be in this party. It'll still be not empty. It'll be crowded. But, dude, you no wait for the fucking – I jumped on that Space Mountain and I jumped on – there's no lines. You go during the day, hour and a half here, hour there. Dude, I'm not doing it. I did it the first day there. I was like, yeah, I'm not doing a week of this shit. Fuck. Anyway, but what I do recommend – is going also to Universal and doing the Express Pass. That way, you do that Express Pass. I mean, dude, for 3 days, that shit might have cost me $1,000. I don't know. But, because, you know, it's 5 of us. But my thing is, dude, it's worth it. You don't wait on, I never waited more than 10 minutes on that motherfucker. Even on a Saturday. So that's what we're doing. That's the future plans for the Ceres. You understand?
So did you, what was the ride that made you the sickest?
There was a ride, there was a roller coaster at the Universal. I forgot the name of it.
But oh, your daughter wanted to go on it, right?
Yeah, my firstborn wanted to do it, so I couldn't let her not do it. So I did that with her, and it was good until the very end. The first time, like, oh, we're outside. Oh, the air is in my face. It helps me even. I don't think I'm going to get. All right. I had enough. Towards the end, I'm like, okay, I feel a little woozy. And yeah. Then when I got off that thing, I couldn't eat one of those beef fucking empanadas.
I can't say it either, but I know what you mean.
Oh, delicious.
Empanadas?
Empanadas. Oh, my God, Jimmy. They were delicious. Hey, what else?
We should talk about, for a second, before Amanda, before the champ comes, we should talk about this card. Let's do a couple of picks here. Oliveira against Poirier, main event for the lightweight title.
Whew. Let's talk about it.
I'll be honest, in this one, even though Poirier's last two fights have been Conor, I think I'm taking Poirier in this one.
Hard guy to pick against, man.
It's a really hard guy to pick against. Oliveira's been so good, but he's also been in deep trouble too. Like, he was in deep trouble against Michael Chandler. He did win, but he, you know, it's not like he is, you know, like Habib is, you know, this is not 30 seconds he was in trouble at his entire career. Like, I think Oliveira can be beaten as good as he is. I'm going to take Poirier, who, again, his last loss, I think, was Habib. So Poirier in the...
Go ahead.
I want to take Poirier, I think, by decision. I think it's one of those fights that no one's going to expect to go the distance, and it's going to.
I'll take you Poirier by decision. You know what? I don't know. I have a hard time rooting against Poirier, but you know I love that jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
I love that Brazilian jiu-jitsu, Jimmy. I sure do. This is what I'm going to do. You're saying him by decision, to Poirier by decision.
Yeah, I think so.
No, I don't know about that.
You might be right.
I'm saying if Poirier wins, it's probably going to be by stoppage, like fourth round.
Yeah, maybe.
But he's going to have to get past a swarm of submissions. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Charles Oliveira seems different than the Charles Oliveira of the past, where I would just pick against him because I see him falter. I've seen him when you've seen somebody get beat several times, you're like, all right,
yeah, it can happen, sure.
He's looking so on point lately.
Well, the reason I think Poirier is just because he's Poirier, and I just think that he's also looked really good. So this is not even against most people I would take Oliveira.
I know, but look what Oliveira did to Tony Ferguson.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to root against Dustin, but I'll do it. I'm not gonna root against him,
but yeah, you'll pick against him.
I'll say, when was the last time Dustin fought a guy looking to grapple besides Habib?
I mean, that's... I'm going to have to look at his record here.
Well, you don't got to do it right now.
No, I'll do it while we're chit-chatting. While we're chatting.
We are chit-chatting. Oh, man, this whole card is sick. All right, I'm going to say... Man, you think he's going to be able to get a sub? Could he get his neck? Could he get his back? Huh? Really? Sure he could, but could he?
It's a good question, Matt. Who's the last real grappler? Like, I mean, Gaethje can grapple, but I mean, the guy. Who's the last guy he fought where you knew that was going to be the game plan was Habib? And before that, I mean, Pettis can do anything, but again, Pettis, you know, could just as easily stand up. Oliveira is a guy that you think is going to go to the ground. Habib was a guy everyone knew was going to go to the ground. It's a while, man. It is a while.
I'm going to say, Here's what I'll say, only because I'm a jiu-jitsu man at heart. Third round sub, Oliveira. First round sub.
Okay, and I'm going to change my pick to third round stoppage, Poirier, because I do think the fact that he hasn't, I don't see him surviving five straight rounds against submission attempts, so I'm picking him to win, so I think that he's going to win by a stoppage in the third.
I'm going to say first round sub, and that's not disrespect. That's
Oh, no, he'd be happy to hear that you picked against him in the first.
You know why? Because I think he's going to be so dangerous with the subs in the first round. I think he's going to be like, I'm going to punch in the mouth. Oh, where is he? On my back? What?
Yeah.
You didn't start on my back, but how'd you get on my... And then next thing you know, I'm just going to... Hey, crazier things has happened, all right? Because I'm just going nutty. I'm going fucking nutty. I like an underdog story. I do. But not against my buddy Amanda Nunes, the champ.
Yeah.
I was in a car with her and her wife. I think it was a fiance. No, there she was, a wife at the time. And Dean Thomas. And we were singing All of the Lights. And I remember that like yesterday.
So are you taking the champ?
Oh, it was a good time, Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I was there. I love Amanda.
And then at one point we go, turn up the lights in here, baby. Like that. You know? Don't want you to miss a thing, Jimmy. All right. I'm taking the champ. And I'm going to say third round stoppage. I say Julian is going to be trying to get it down. It's going to be a hard time. And now the next one's very
interesting. Hold on. I didn't pick you. I'm going to pick I'll take Amanda in the fourth. That's right. I'll take Amanda in the fourth. And now we got Jeff Neal, Santiago Ponzinibbio. Now, Jeff Neal just had a thing.
In the first what, though? Fourth what? Stop.
Fourth round stoppage.
By strikes.
Oh, yeah. I think strikes. Jeff Neal against Ponzinibbio. Jeff has lost a couple of straight fights.
Sorry about that. What do you got? Tell me.
I think I got to go with Ponzinibbio by decision.
All right, this is going to be interesting. Ponzinibbio did look great in his last one. That was a good fight, too. But Jeff Neal, but styles make fights. Jeff Neal, second round stoppage.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I said it.
Yes, you did.
I said it right there. I'm going against you with everything.
I don't blame you. All right. Now.
Yes, what?
We just spoke to Kai Kara France against Cody Garbrandt.
No, we can't keep the champ waiting. Get her in here. It's Amanda.
Is she here? Good. I was hoping she was on her way.
The champion, damn it. There they are.
Hello.
Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up?
Good to see you guys. Hello.
Good to see you. We were talking, Amanda, before about how good you've been and how long you've been dominant. And you've beaten, every great fighter. How do you keep yourself from getting overconfident? Because everyone is gunning for you. How do you prevent yourself from falling into that place?
I like to think it's like all the opponents, they don't have nothing to lose, you know, and they do everything to get what I have. So I respect my opponents as they's going to show up 100%, you know, they want to beat me. So I feel like that, for that reason, keeping my mind focused and everything ready, you know, to really get the job done.
Now, listen. We're going to get back to this MMA stuff in a second, but I got something to bring up to Amanda about. It's about a mutual friend of ours. And I think we need to have, what do you call those things when you're
intervention.
Yes, an intervention. Now, listen, tell me what you think of this outfit. Could you see this?
Oh, my. That, like, is very sharp. I didn't even recognize him. Honest.
Can somebody look at this. If that's Dean Thomas, what do you... Do you see it, Jimmy?
Yeah, but it's very bright. Is
there a turtleneck on him? He's like,
Is that white?
No.
Looks like a turtleneck. Yeah, that I want to put in.
Yeah. It's, I don't know what it's called, but I got a text from Dana going, do you see? And I was away. I was in Florida doing the family Disney vacation. And I get a text from Dana, are you seeing what the fuck Dean Thomas is wearing? So I look. And I took a picture of this thing, and I think we need to have a talk. Amanda, What do you think about that? That outfit that Dean Thomas wore.
What is going on with Dean?
You know,
like, I see him for a little while. I hope see him this weekend. We're gonna have a talk.
I think we have to talk to him as his friends, and let him know that shit's not gonna fly. All right, I'm sorry. We'll get back to business. Yeah. But Jimmy, there's some things you can't unsee.
I understand. You have to try to help. I like the outfit. I'm 100% behind the outfit.
He tells me he likes the plate dress.
I thought he looked very sharp, actually. I commented that.
Yeah. It's a nice outfit.
Well, anyway. All right. Well, how's things? How's the family? How's the baby?
The baby's amazing. She's already in, having her baba in the... in the crib right now. We're ready to take a nap. So she's like being all over here. You want to go outside, very excited. So last time she was just a baby. Now she be able to really see everything and walk around, see people. She like, is very happy to be here.
How old?
14 months.
Oh, yeah. She a full personality now.
It's like all over here. She want to go outside all the time. When we go do some like, media work and everything, she like wave for everybody, like say hi, fist bump, like she really enjoy to be here.
Is she good flying too? Sometimes kids have a hard time flying.
Yeah, she's good flying. She's sleepy. We make sure get the flying the time she go to the bed nighttime, so she like sleepy through the whole fly here.
Oh, that's nice. Cause that if she's a good flyer, that you can have traveled as a family more. It's better because then you won't have to worry about the trip if she's a good flyer.
Yeah, for sure. That was the thing we was talking about it because we like to go to Brazil, you know, visit my family. So that is a long flight, and she's pretty good. It's like four hours Florida here. So Brazil is like seven. So it's gonna be like much easier with her if she be able to fly here. She be able to fly to Brazil too.
What part of Brazil?
Salvador, Bahia. It's like 2 hours in a plane from São Paulo, from Rio. So it's like it's not that far away.
Yeah. So you must be quite a celebrity in Brazil. I mean, you must be. Is it hard for you to go out and get anything done there without people mobbing you?
Look! Hello.
Ooh. He heard her talking. Now she won't go back. Oh, say hi.
Hi, cutie. Oh, she's so cute.
She waves too. Hello.
Jimmy, she probably thinks you're a little Muppet.
She's almost trying to shake a hand. Yeah, she thinks I'm a kid's toy. She's like, who's that mushy man?
She thinks I'm a big ball baby. Oh, she's so cute.
She is.
Hi. Hi, cutie. Hi.
Hi.
Jimmy, she's mean mugging you, Jimmy.
Yeah, no, she's happy to see me. She's looking at you. She's like, who's this weird girl that keeps talking?
Oh, she's too cute.
She did what? Yeah, she knows to wave.
Oh, that's so cute. That reminds me when my kids were that age, we used to have like little parks near the house. We used to just put them in the stroller and just take them to the park. You got anything near your house that you do?
Yeah, we do. We go and park to park like... We have a bunch of parks in Florida. So we like go to all over. She's like, love. When she see kids, she like cry to not get out.
Oh.
Menina sometimes didn't even go that much because all the COVID and everything.
Yeah.
Go there, hug it, and like make friendships. It's pretty crazy to watch.
How much time a year do you spend here and how much time a year do you spend in Brazil?
I spend more time here in Brazil. Like when I go 2 months in Brazil, 1 month, depend. Always like have some sponsor that I have to do a couple things and then I have to be here. So, and yeah, I stay there like 1 to 2 months. It's good, but like it's not that much, but like it's good that I can see my family.
Is that what you do? You train when you're there? You obviously train just to stay in shape.
Honestly, it's very hard for me training there because I always stay in my farm with my family. It's like a little out from the city, like 2 hours from the city, and the road's like a little bit rough. So, but I like do exercise there, like a run, like a little like lifty. I have a couple like equipment there. So I don't training full time, but I keep like going, you know.
How many animals on the farm?
We have like 20. Like couple horses, cows.
Oh, it's like a real, like, you grew up that way.
Yeah, like actually, like my dream was to have a farm because I grew up like with horses and everything. So my whole family is come from like country life. So you just now live the same. So growing up was like that.
We should do a reality show with Jimmy living on your farm. I can picture Jimmy with overalls, a piece of straw, and a hat. Just, and Jimmy out there trying to get the hogs together.
I would pet the horse and then I'd step in shit and I'd want to go in the house. I would be so bad on a farm.
It's pretty comfortable there too. So it's like a ghost. I stay out for everything. It's pretty cool.
Did you guys, did you guys raise the animals and eat them? Like did you eat like the pigs you eat the chickens?
Actually, we do milk. We milk the cows and my family like to sell. My mom is like those kind of a lady like to go to live small, like how called feiras,
like flea market.
It's more like free market. All the farmer get together to farmer sell things market. They make in the farm.
Oh.
My sister make like cheese. They know how to make cheese and then they like go sell and do all those things. So they like to live like that.
Yeah, that would be Jimmy's job. Jimmy would be in charge of the cows. I only want to milk the cow. That's the only thing he'd want to do.
Because it just reminds me of my own life. There's really nothing else I could do on a farm. Animals, I love animals, but like wild animals like that just scare me.
Yeah, but like you have to really like handle the animals. Like you have to have a person that to help you to be able to handle those animals, you know? So a person who really know how to do and handle those animals.
Did you ever get thrown off a horse?
A bunch of times when I was young, but now I don't have any problem. When I was young, I used to like really, I was crazy, you know,
reckless.
So I used to like jump in the horse, like not even was well, like well settled and like just to ride and. They throw me like away, like it's crazy. So I have a lot of experience as a little mandinha.
Jimmy, you got to start slow with that, Jimmy. You got to do it like the county fair and just they sit you on it and they walk you like they do the kids. That's what they, Jimmy, that's what you little got to do, little bird.
I did it when I was a kid. I went to camp and we rode horses and my horse reared up and it didn't throw me off, but it scared the shit out of me. I never went back on a horse because I'm just afraid of getting tossed off it.
I saw something on the internet where a kid was at one of those, like I was just talking at like one of those fairs and the horse started taking off. And the kid fell off into a car. It was insane.
Yeah,
I hope the kid was okay, but it was, my wife's like, oh, that's my biggest nightmare. Oh, I'm like, wow, it's not my biggest nightmare, but that's fucking hysterical.
Yeah, I tell Nina all the time, Nina's going to ride when we go back. You have to really show personality with the horse, you know? If you know, it's going to take over.
I'm a little worried about it.
She afraid of, Nina, you jump on that horse or no?
I have a horse. I've never rode it yet. I'm a little bit worried about it, but, you know, we'll see how it goes.
She take off with my sister, the horse. That was like, yeah. Nina, oh, I'm scared that.
Yeah, because, I mean, how do you get that thing to stop?
Yeah.
Did the brakes, Jimmy.
Yeah, it'll run till it's done running. Like, basically, if the horse just wants to run, it's not going to get tired. It can run all day.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you have to have good balance because the tendency is to stop right away. Imagine a horse come, like, very fast and they stop when they want. Like, you're going to fly.
Yeah, are they trying to get you off the back when they stop like that? Are they trying to throw you off their back?
Yeah. They really do.
Do you get bored when you're there? Like, because you're so used to Vegas and this life and Florida and like, you know, is it hard for you to go back to like a slower life for 2 months?
Yes. I'm not going to lie to you. I feel like when we're there for 1 month, I'm already like miss something, you know, being busy, being doing my things. I feel like when we're there, like, I feel like I've been losing. It's not losing time, but like, I could have been doing like something for my career or like traveling, work or something. But I have to put in my mind when I'm there, have to have those moments, rest a little bit, you know? I cannot be like in those kind of like think all the time. So, but I do. 1 month for me, that is like, Nina, like, I think we have to go. We gotta go. Nina's too. Nina's like that too.
And do you, and since you've been champion, I hope you've been getting endorsements. Have you been getting endorsements? Because you're such a great personality and a recognizable figure.
Yeah, we've been like work with a bunch of companies. Like,
it's been getting better.
It's getting a lot better, for sure. We've been working and talk to other ones. So we have to close it soon. So and the door is open, you know, for any others.
How's your nose? I have the same nose problems you do. Like, I got the Navage. How is that? Is it better?
Oh, I thought you asked for my nose surgery.
Yeah, she's been wanting a nose job.
So like, my nose job. Nobody talked.
Wait, I didn't even. Oh, you got a nose job? Oh, I didn't know that.
Just kidding.
Oh. I thought,
because, like, how you know?
How do you know about
this? So it's pretty good. I feel like my body finally got acclimated in Vegas. Now, after I did all those things that I did, coming here early, like training here for like a couple weeks, I feel like now my body know the climate here, you know? So I feel much better. I also like have my medicines as well. So as long as I can take it during the weekend, I do. But like I'm 100% right now. I don't feel anything. And like ready to go.
You know what I notice, and you know what I like is that Amanda's not trying to be anything different. Where with all the success you have, and you look at some champions in the past, and they use that fame to try to platform to other stuff. Like, I don't see you trying to get into be the next action hero movie, action movie star or whatever. Like you saw like next thing you know. It doesn't look like there's any distractions. You got your family, and your job is to kick ass when, all right, I got a fighter, come here, I'll kick some ass, then I go back to my family. Like, you got it all figured out. You don't get these other distractions coming up saying, oh, now that I'm so famous, I'm the baddest chick on the planet, I could be in this new fucking episode of this show. What? You know what I mean?
She didn't tell you about her rap CD that's coming out.
Are you doing a mixtape with Thug Nasty?
I'm just kidding.
You gotta hear Thug Nasty.
I feel like this is a dream come true, man. Like, I tell everybody, this is not something like that I like, oh, just happened in my life. This is something that I wanna so bad. My whole life I dream. I put my head in the
pillow?
In the pillow and like dream about, you know. Like, when I finally got in those moments, I just enjoy it because this is like a work like done, you know what I mean? Like, I want to share this with the people really like help me to went through, not to like go in this life that I don't be able to walk outside it. So like, I don't want that for me, you know? I tell you, know, that I want to be able to go to my baby, to the grocery store, to Disney, to do everything that I want. And be who I am, you know what I mean? Be a champion, a double champion, but I still can walk. I still can do everything in my life, live my life, you know?
That's so true. It's quality of life. They get, some people want to get so big. Next thing you know, they can't, I mean, I don't know. Do they really want that level of fame where they can't go anywhere without like bodyguards or people with them? I don't know, man. That's a different kind of life.
I'm telling you, like, I'm so happy, so happy. Like, I don't change this life for anything. Like, if I have like a bunch of followers, that's cool, awesome. You know, it's always welcome. This is good for, you know, more sponsors, more media, awesome. That's awesome. But like, I tell you, I'm like, nah, such a happy and a good spot in my life. They like, I'm happy to be able to share this with Reagan, with my family, you know? Of course, like a lot of people, when they see me, they feel happy to see me, you know, but like I've been able to live in Florida, to go to Brazil, you know, like I'm able to do everything that I want.
Yeah, I was asking you that before too, because I was assuming you're very famous in Brazil. Are you able to go out there without being recognized, or are you still able to function there?
Is this? I feel like in both countries the same. You know, I can go, but people is gonna come talk to me, take a picture with me. He is the same in Brazil, so like I'm in places, but people like come take a picture, talk to me. But they letting me leave, you know? They letting me enjoy the moment. It's like, it's pretty cool. Sometimes people waiting for I finish my food to come take a picture and then talk to me. I appreciate that, you know? And I be able to live my life. They not gonna bother me, and we can be able to feel like, you know, get the picture done, talk a little bit, and I still live. So in Brazil, it's the same, like, I go everywhere with my family. People come, take a picture. It's like, but I still can go on. I still can move on, you know?
That's it, Jimmy. And every once in a while, and Jimmy, usually in this life, you know, you live in the fight game, and then you give a fight once in a while, and then you win or you lose, and then, oh, God, you lose. It's horrible. Then you go back, and then she's not losing. She's just kicking everybody's ass. So once in a while, they call Amanda. She comes in. She beats someone's ass. She goes back to her charmed life. This is amazing. Listen. Bravo.
Saturday, I'm telling you, nobody's going to take this for me.
Oh, shit.
Nobody's going to take this for me. I'm like, I feel amazing. Better than ever. It's like unbelievable. I just get better. I walk in the gym. I learn from my coach every day, and I just get better and better. I feel amazing. My body responded to the diet pretty well. So, you know, the big part of this is the diet. You know what I mean? Like, if your body responded well, like the diet you've been like doing, it's like your head, like the stress is like out. You know, it's exactly what I feel right now. So I have a hard weight cut. My last one, when I went down again for 135 against Jermaine. So that was the worst weight cut for me. So, but like, I knew I have to change a couple things in my diet to be able to feel good again. When I went up to 135, that was like, my body was, oh, food. Now I don't want to let it go at all. So I have to really put in my shit together. Sorry about the word.
No, it's good.
We have to like put this thing together and work hard with my conditioning coach. And we finally got here. Now we back in track.
Well, Amanda, you know, we love having you on, and I can't wait for your fight co-main event. And, you know, you've been so incredible. You know, I can't pick against you. You've been so incredible for so long. So good luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you after the fight, and, you know, I hope you and Nina and the baby continue. Have a nice holiday.
Thank you, guys. Always good to talk to you guys. You guys have a good energy, you know, bring the happy moments is like very important, especially in fight week. You know, we do it to all the media, the stress and everything. So, but you guys always bring the happy moments that I like a lot.
Well, thanks, Amanda. We love having you on.
All right, champ.
Bye, Nina. See you, Amanda. Take care.
Bye, Nina.
See you soon. Bye. See you.
All right, have a great holiday.
You too.
This episode of UFC Unfiltered is brought to you by Crypto.com, the official crypto partner of UFC. You've definitely seen their logo on our UFC gear. And crypto is something I'm getting into, so this is really a helpful, helpful site. With over 10 million users around the world, Crypto.com is the fastest growing crypto app, letting you easily buy and sell more than 150 cryptocurrencies. You can even buy Bitcoin with as little as $1. Crypto.com also offers the most popular crypto card in the world. The Crypto.com Visa card offers up to 8% back on most purchases, and it comes with amazing perks. 100% rebate for your Netflix, Spotify, and Amazon Prime subscriptions. If you already own some crypto, did you know that Crypto.com offers some of the most competitive reward rates of the industry? You can get up to 8.5% on your Bitcoin or Ethereum, 12% on your USDC, and more. Find out how much you can earn by visiting Crypto.com. Get $25 when you apply for a Crypto.com metal Visa card on the Crypto.com app using code code UFC25. Again, it's $25 when you apply for the card using code UFC25. It's first come, first serve, so act fast. Download the Crypto.com app now on the App Store or Google Play.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Play.
Do you know that the featured fight on the prelims is Josh Emmett versus Dan Ige?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, Josh was on when you were out.
Oh, was he? I like Josh. Pedro Munhoz versus Dominic Cruz.
I know. That's not even the main fight. That's crazy, right?
Yo, we didn't pick one fight. We didn't pick Pavia versus O'Malley.
I'm surprised O'Malley is not ranked at this point.
I'm going to say this kid's tough, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to say O'Malley by decision, though, because I think this kid's going to hang in there.
I think O'Malley stops him in the second.
Oh, that's what you think.
Sorry. Yeah.
Jimmy, man, listen, bro. You know, we could talk for hours, but we're not going to. I'm doing that watch party this week, and that's going to be fun.
Have fun, buddy.
You know? And then then we're back the following week. Jimmy, shoot, man, this week's flying by, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
Aren't you happy I'm back?
Of course I am.
Thank you so much, Jimmy.
Buddy, I'll talk to you in a few days.
Anything you want to plug, my brother?
I'll say this Friday morning, I'm finally coming to New Hampshire. I have Boston February 18th, Foxwoods February 19th, and in New Hampshire, I have on the 17th now, I just booked a theater in New Hampshire. So go to my website Friday morning. You can get tickets, and that's about it.
Jimmy, I'm stretching. Okay, buddy. Matt Serra BJJ on Instagram. I'm on Cameo if you want to do one of those. Matt Serra BJ. No, I said that already. Serra BJJ in Huntington, Long Island, if you want to do some arm locks. Jimmy, I will talk to you soon.
Okay, pal. Talk to you soon.
All right, my brother. Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.